رب اشرح لی صدری ویسر لی امری واحلل عقدۃ من لسانی یفقہوا قولی. ٹوڈے آئی وڈ لائک ٹو سے اے فیو ورڈس اباؤٹ ہارمنی. واٹ از ہارمنی؟ ہارمنی مینس کمبینیشن آف ڈفرنٹ تھنگس ان این آرڈرلی مینر. دس از ہارمنی. یو نو اور ورلڈ از ورلڈ آف ڈفرینسز. ون فلاسفر ہیز رائٹلی سیڈ دیٹ اٹ از اے مکسچر آف اپوزٹس. اور ورلڈ از مکسچر آف اپوزٹس. وی آر لیونگ ان اے ورلڈ ان وچ ایوری ویئر دیر آر ڈفرینسز. Even it is mixture of opposites. So how to live in such a world? The answer is harmony. Harmony. Harmony means living with differences. Someone has rightly said that harmony is a sign of maturity. Maturity. And maturity is the ability to live with things we cannot change. This is the art of living. Art of living is based on harmony. Without this spirit, you cannot achieve anything in this world. You cannot achieve anything in this world. And this formula is based on the law of nature. And also, this formula is mentioned in the Quran in a very clear verse. For example, there is a verse in the Quran, أَفَغَيْرَ دِينِ اللَّهِ يَبْغُونَ وَلَهُ أَسْلَمَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ طَوْعًا وَكَرْهًا. It means that Islam, there is submission, living in harmony, is the religion of the universe. So harmony is the religion of the universe. And the same religion is required by man. Man must adopt the same harmony culture which prevails in the space, in the world, everywhere. You know, our space is full of numerous bodies which we call stars, planets. But all these stars, all these planets are in a moving state. There is no stagnation in this world, not at all. Everyone, every body of the universe is in moving condition. But there is no confrontation. How this discipline is maintained in this universe? It is due to harmony. In another verse, Quran says that sun and moon both are moving on their own orbits. لَشَّمْسُ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَن تُدْرِكَ الْقَمَرَ لَشَّمْسُ يَنْبَغِي لَهَا أَن تُدْرِكَ الْقَمَرَ. So there is no confrontation between sun and moon, between this planet and that planet, between this star and that star. So all the heavenly bodies in the universe are revolving, but they are revolving by following their own orbits. There is no trespassing. So this is harmony. And due to this culture of harmony, there is peace in the world everywhere. There is no war. There is no such war like World War I and World War II. Why? Because every body in the space is following its own orbit. I recall an episode when the America was free. So what happened? One American went out of his home. He was walking on a street in some city of America. So he was shaking his hand like this. So he hit the nose of a passerby. Passerby became angry. He said, "Why you hit my nose?" He said, "America is free. So I am exercising my freedom. Today America is free. And I am an American. So I am exercising my freedom." The passerby said, "My brother, you are free. You can enjoy your freedom. But your freedom ends where my nose begins. Your freedom ends where my nose begins." This is not an American formula. This is a national formula. This formula is based on the law of nature. So it is not an American formula. It is formula of nature as well as it is formula of Islam, because Islam is a religion of nature. Islam is a religion of nature. So this is the formula of harmony. The formula of harmony is the formula of nature as well as formula of Islam. Here I would like to give some references from the Islamic tradition. You know, the Prophet of Islam was born in 570 AD in Mecca. That is a town, that was a town in Arabia. So he was born in 570 AD. And he received the first revelation in 610, in 610 AD. At that time he was in a cave of Hira. So after receiving this revelation, he returned to his home. His wife Khadija was there. So the prophet was feeling great responsibility. Khadija said, "You can rest here on the bed." But the prophet said, "Ainar raha ya Khadija? How I can take rest? And God has given me such a great responsibility." So at Khadija, the first meeting after he was appointed as a prophet was with a Christian. Khadija took him to a Christian scholar. He was Warqa bin Nawfal. So the Prophet narrated the story happened in the cave of Hira. And it was a very nice meeting. So there are some details in the books about this meeting. At present, I can say that this was an interaction between Islam and Christianity. It was an interaction, a dialogue. So dialogue or interaction is directly phenomena of harmony. Peaceful dialogue, peaceful interaction is a phenomena of harmony. This was the first instance in the Islamic history which happened in Mecca. When Prophet met Warqa ibn Nawfal, he interacted, there was a dialogue between the two persons. So it was an example of harmony, very good example. Then you know the Prophet lived up to 23 years as a prophet. His prophetic age was 23 years. 13 years he lived in Mecca, and then he migrated from Mecca to Medina, and he lived over there up to 10 years. At the both places, he adopted the same formula of harmony. When he was in Mecca, there were three communities: Muslims, Mushriks, and also Christians, some Christians. So it was a multi-religious society. So at that time, Mecca was a multi-religious society in modern term, according to the modern term. At that time, Prophet received a revelation from God Almighty. How to live in such a society? God gave him a formula, a beautiful formula, when he was in Mecca. So historians divide both the period as Meccan period and Madani period. In the both period, Prophet followed the same formula. So when he was in Mecca, he received this revelation in the Quran: Lakum deenukum walaya deen. Lakum deenukum walaya deen. For you, your religion. For me, mine. For you, your religion. For me, mine. It is a beautiful formula of coexistence. I can say that this formula is based on this principle: follow one and respect all. If I try to formulate this principle, I can say that the formula was, this divine formula was, or this Quranic formula was, follow one and respect all. Lakum deenukum waliya deen. For you, your religion, for me, mine. This is the formula of coexistence. You know, in a society where, in a multi-religious society or in a multicultural society, there is no other formula, there is no other feasible formula. No other formula can be practiced in such a society. You cannot kill people. You cannot fight all the people. It is impossible. So you have to live with harmony. You have to follow this formula: follow one and respect all. This is the formula of religious freedom. This is the formula of religious harmony. This is the formula of religious peace. This is the master formula of successful living in a society of such, of a multi-religious society. So this formula was adopted when Prophet was in Mecca. But the same formula was adopted again in Medina. Our historian say that Meccan period was modesty period, the Medina period was ruling period. When Prophet was in Mecca, he has no power, no political power. He was living in modesty. He was compelled to live in modesty, according to their saying. I not say like this. But when he migrated from Mecca and settled in Medina, he was able to establish a state. This is their saying, not mine. But you see, the formula was the same. When Prophet of Islam settled in Medina, he issued a declaration. This declaration is called Sahifatul Medina. In our history, in the book of history, you can see it, and they mention it, the historians mention it as Sahifatul Medina, that is Medina Declaration. Sahifatul Medina means Medina Declaration. So in this declaration, Prophet mentioned how to live in Medina. You know, Medina was also a multi-religious society at that time. So Medina was also a multi-religious society. The Prophet of Islam included a provision in the Medina Declaration with these words: Lil Muslimina Deenuhum Walil Yahudi Deenuhum. It means for Muslims their religion and for non-Muslims their religion. For Muslims their religion and for non-Muslims their religion. You see, the formula is the same. There is no difference between Meccan period and Medina period. Not at all. This division is geographical division and not ideological division. So the formula of harmony according to the Islam is follow one and respect all. This is the formula of harmony. Formula of peace, formula of harmony, formula of tolerance. This is Islam. Then Prophet of Islam himself demonstrated this formula. Prophet of Islam, by his own practice, demonstrated this formula. How? I will narrate you a story, very beautiful story. When the Prophet of Islam was in Medina, there were some Jewish tribes, as I have said earlier. So what happened? One day, the Prophet of Islam saw a funeral procession passing through a street in Medina. The Prophet was seated at that time. He stood up in respect. One of his companions said, "O Prophet, it was funeral of a Jew, not a Muslim, or funeral of a non-Muslim and not funeral of a Muslim." The Prophet replied, "Was he not a human being? Was he not a human being? Alaysat nafsan?" He said, "Alaysat nafsan?" Was he not a human being? This was applied harmony. This was applied, you can say, applied harmony. Prophet of Islam applied the principle of harmony in this case. تو وین ہی سیٹ الیست نفسن واز ہی ناٹ اے ہیومن بینگ آئی کین سے دیٹ ہی واز ایبل ٹو ڈسکور اے کمنالٹی اٹ از مور دین ہارمنی اٹ از مور دین ہارمنی پروفٹ آف اسلام واز ایبل ٹو ڈسکور اے کمنالٹی بٹوین ہم سیلف اینڈ دیٹ نان مسلم تو بائی دس انسیڈنٹ پروفٹ ڈکلیئرڈ دیٹ although there are differences in religion but humanity is common, humanity is common, I am a human being and you are a human being, so here is the commonality, it is more than harmony. He said alaysat nafsan, was he not a human being, was he not a human being? It means that he was able to discover commonality between all men and women. So this is the true Islamic teachings. This is the true Islamic teachings. Then I would like to refer some more. I would like to mention some more references from the Islamic scriptures. The Prophet of Islam used to rise early in the morning. He offered his morning prayer and then he used to say, اللهم اشهد ان العباد كلهم اخوة. O God, I bear witness that all human beings are brother and sister to each other. This is the formula of harmony. Prophet of Islam was able to see everyone as his sister, as his brother. So according to this hadith, all men and women are sisters and brothers to each other. So we are living in a family. Again, the Prophet of Islam has said, Al-Khalq Ayalullah. الخلق عیال اللہ all the humanity, all the men and women are family of God. So we are living in a family. This concept gives us a very revolutionary idea that we are living in a family, a universal family. So we have to do in the outer side of the our home. We take our world as a world of as a world of harmony, that is a universal family. The humanity is a universal family. This notion inculcate a great spirit of harmony in every human being. When you believe that everyone is my brother, every man is my brother and every woman is my sister, when you think like this, then it will inculcate a great spirit of harmony in your mind. So Prophet of Islam said again and again, اللهم اشهد ان العباد كلهم اخوة. O God, I bear witness that all human beings are brothers and sisters to each other. In other words, he declared that the world is a universal family. This is the formula of harmony, formula of peace, formula of tolerance, formula of friendship. You know, the Prophet Isa Jesus Christ has said, love your enemy. So Prophet Masih said, love your enemy. The same is required in Islam also. It is also Islamic formula. Love your enemy. It means that love all including your enemy. Love your enemy means love all including your enemy. This is the formula of harmony. Love is the extreme word in the culture of harmony. Love is the final word in the culture of harmony. So where there is harmony, there is love. Where there is harmony, there is compassion. Where there is harmony, there is well-wishing. This is the culture of harmony. Then the principle of harmony includes all kind of positive values. All kind of positive values are only part of harmony. Harmony is a basic principle, a central principle, a central idea. And all kind of positive behavior, positive thinking. Then there is a hadith, وَاللَّهِ لَا يُؤْمِنُوا وَاللَّهِ لَا يُؤْمِنُوا وَاللَّهِ لَا يُؤْمِنُوا الَّذِي لَا يَعْمَنُوا جَارُهُ بَوَائِقَهُ. It means that a true woman is one who lives as a no problem person in his society. So it is the minimum requirement of harmony. There is another hadith that illam tanfahu fala tadurruhu. So there are minimum and maximum. So minimum requirement of harmonious living is that you live as a harmless member of society, as a no problem member of society. This is a minimum requirement. And maximum requirement is that you live as a giver member of society. So if you are living in your society as its giver member, then you have adopted the maximum, then you are following the maximum requirement of harmonious living. So there are minimum and maximum. The minimum requirement is that you live as a no problem member of a society. And the maximum requirement is that you live as a giver person of your society. This is the formula of living in Islam. And it is based on harmony, it is based on peace, it is based on tolerance, it is based on love, it is based on compassion. There is a hadith that irhamu man fil arz yarhamukum man fis sama. Be well-wisher to all mankind. Otherwise, we lose the blessing of God. So this is the criterion of salvation. If you want salvation in the hereafter, if you want blessing of God Almighty, you have to adopt this formula. You have to live with compassion among others. You have to live with love among others. You have to follow the culture of harmony. The world around us is a demonstration of harmony, of peace, of good living. God created man and settled him in this earth, in this planet earth, and he made the world around him as a demonstration. Everything is a demonstration of the law of harmony, of the culture of harmony. For example, let us take a rose plant. Rose plant is a beautiful demonstration of harmonious living. You know, at every branch of rose plant, there are flowers, at the same time there are thorns. Both are opposite to each other. But there is no war, no fighting, no hate. Not at all. They are living side by side. So this is a demonstration. Our world is full of thorn, full of problem, full of differences. So world is just like rose plant. So we have to live with complete harmony between all these thoughts, all these problems. So every rose plant is giving us a great lesson. Great lesson. That you have to live peacefully with thoughts, with problems. This is a beautiful demonstration of peaceful living, of harmonious living. So everything in this world is a demonstration of harmony. You see, what is the culture of a stream? When a stream comes down from the mountain, it follows the way with harmony. In its way there are stones, there are rocks. But this stream never tries to fight, never tries to go to confrontation. He always keep aside without confrontation. So the culture of stream is culture of avoidance, not confrontation. He always avoids those rocks, those stones in his way. He flows without confrontation, although there are obstacles in its way. But it follows the principle of avoidance. This is also a demonstration. We are living in a world where there are obstacles. There are stones, there are rocks everywhere. So what to do? We have to adopt the same culture adopted by streams. We have to avoid confrontation. The same is mentioned in the Quran, the same formula adopted by streams is mentioned in the Quran. The Quran says, As-sulhu khair. This is the verse of the Quran. As-sulhu khair. Reconciliation is the best. It means that conciliatory course is best and not the confrontational course. It means that you have to یو ہیو ٹو اڈاپٹ کنسیلیٹری کورس آف ایکشن رادر دین کنفرنٹیشن کورس آف ایکشن. دا سیم فارمولا واز اڈاپٹڈ بائی صوفی پیپل. یو نو قرآنک ورس اصل و خیر. سو صوفی پیپل اڈاپٹڈ دس فارمولا ان دیز ورس. صلح کل, صلح کل, صلح کل مینس پیس ود آل, پیس ود آل. دس واز دا صوفی فارمولا. بٹ دس صوفی فارمولا واز ڈرائیوڈ فرام دا قرآنک ورس. صلح کل واز ڈرائیوڈ فرام الصلح خیر. سو دس فارمولا از آلسو اے قرآنک فارمولا, این اسلامک فارمولا, پروفیٹک فارمولا. پیس ود آل, نو کنفرنٹیشن ان لائف, بیکاز کنفرنٹیشن مینس ڈسٹریکشن. کنفرنٹیشن مینس ڈسٹریکشن. اف یو اڈاپٹ اینی میتھڈ ادر دین ہارمنی لائک کنفرنٹیشن, لائک فائٹنگ, دیٹ از ڈسٹریکشن. ڈسٹریکشن, اینڈ وی ہیو نو ٹائم. یو نو وی آر ہیئر ان دس ورلڈ فار واٹ پرپز؟ فار تزکیہ, فار تزکیہ. دا اونلی پرپز آف لائف از تزکیہ. تزکیہ مینس پیوریفیکیشن. وی آر ہیئر ان دس ورلڈ لائک لائک این اور, او آر ای اور. سو یو نو اور ریکوائرس ٹو بی پیوریفائڈ, ادر وائز اٹ از ناٹ اسٹیل. سو اٹ از اے جرنی فرام اور ٹو اسٹیل, از اے لانگ جرنی. سو وی آر آلسو ریکوائرڈ ٹو ٹیک دس کورس آف لائف. وی ہیو ٹو پیوریفائی اوور سول, پیوریفائی اوور سیلف. ناؤ واٹ از پیوریفیکیشن؟ اٹ از انٹلیکچوئل پیوریفیکیشن. دا مینس آف پیوریفیکیشن از انٹلیکچوئل ڈیولپمنٹ. آل دوز پیوریفیکیشن آر ریزلٹ آف انٹلیکچوئل ڈیولپمنٹ. یو نو اوور بینگ از ٹو فولڈ بینگ, مائنڈ اور باڈی. بٹ باڈی از سمپلی وہیکل. باڈی از نتھنگ بٹ وہیکل. دا ریئل ایگزٹینس, دا ریئل بینگ, دا ریئل مین از ہز مائنڈ. سو وی ہیو ٹو ٹرائی ٹو پیوریفائی اوور مائنڈ. وی ہیو ٹو ٹرائی ٹو پیوریفائی اوور مائنڈ. دیر از اے ورس ان دا قرآن دیٹ ذالک جزاء من تزکا. اٹ مینس دیٹ اونلی پیوریفائڈ سول ول فائنڈ انٹری ان ٹو پیراڈائز. اور اونلی گول از ٹو اچیو پیراڈائز. اینڈ پیراڈائز از اونلی فار دوز پیپل ہو ہیو پیوریفائڈ دیئر سول, پیوریفائڈ دیئر مائنڈ. ان دس ورلڈ پروسیس آف پیوریفیکیشن is required, but this is in this world, not in the hereafter. After death there is no purification. After death there is no purification. After death you can only receive the result. There is no chance of purification. So in this world we have to purify our soul, purify our mind. But what is the central point? What is the secret of this process? That is, refrain yourself from distraction. Every time there are distractions, every time there are distractions, anger and malice and fighting and revenge and impatience, and all these negative things are distraction. When you distract yourself in this way, then you lose the time of purification. So we have little time. Our life span is very short. Our life span is very short, very short. We are here only for some years, 50 years, 40 years, 70 years, that's all. So we have no time to distract ourselves. So harmony is the only formula to save yourself from distraction. And harmony means living with the unwanted things. It is maturity. It is maturity. Harmony is the art of maturity. And maturity is living with things we cannot change. Maturity is the ability to live with things we cannot change. So this is the best expression of harmony. So harmony is the only formula that saves you from distraction. So it is very, very important to know that all kind of negative thoughts are distraction. All kind of negative behavior is distraction. All kind of fighting is distraction. So you have to live with all these odds, all these problems, all these unwanted things. So harmony means living with things we cannot change, although these things are unwanted for us. So harmony means living with unwanted things, with peace, with complete peace. So it is harmony that saves you from distraction. And without saving yourself from distraction, you cannot follow the course of purification. Without purification, no one is a complete human being. Without purification, no one will be allowed to go to paradise. Without purification, no one is a true Mumin. And the secret formula of this is harmony, peaceful living. I can say that harmony is the law of nature. Harmony is the culture of the universe. Harmony is the teachings of all the religions, including Islam. Harmony is the only formula that can save you from distraction. Harmony is the culture of a mature person. There is a verse in the Quran, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ. We created man with troubles, with hardships. So hardship and trouble is part of life. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدٍ. In other verse, Quran says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ السَّافِلِينَ. We created man in a best mold, then we cast him down to the lowest of the low. It means that although we have a beautiful body, we have a precious mind, we are a complete creature, we have all good things, but we are compelled to live in a world where everywhere there are provocation, everywhere there are problems, everywhere there are thorn. It is this that is mentioned in the Quran in these words. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. We created man in the best mold, then we cast him down in the lowest of the low. You see, a man is a beautiful creature. Man is a combination of all kind of beauty. Man is a combination of all kind of nice things. Man is a complete creature. But he is compelled to live in this present world. We have no other world to live in. We cannot migrate from this world. We cannot migrate from this planet Earth. All the rest of the universe is full of either stone or fire. You know, Earth is an exception. All the other bodies are either stones or fires. So we are compelled to live in this world, in this planet Earth. And what is planet Earth? There are all kinds of beauties, but there are problems. And why these problems? Because man is granted freedom. God has granted freedom to all men and women. So people are free to misuse their freedom. So it is misuse of freedom that creates problems, not the nature. Nature is beautiful. Rivers are beautiful, mountains are beautiful, trees are beautiful, birds are beautiful. Everything in this world is beautiful. But man is given total freedom. So due to this, there are problems. Because people always misuse their freedom. It is misuse of freedom that creates problems. All kind of problems are only a result of misuse of freedom. So we are compelled to live with all these people. We cannot abolish their freedom. We cannot abolish their freedom. We have no right, we have no power to abolish their freedom. This freedom was given by God Almighty, and only God can abolish this freedom. We cannot abolish. So we have no choice other than to live with these people. And you know, everyone is problem. Every man is problem man. Every woman is problem woman. Every wife is problem wife. Every neighbor is problem neighbor. Everywhere there are problems. And all these problems are a result of misuse of freedom. So we are compelled to live in a world of problems, world of hardships, world of troubles. So the basic question is that how to achieve the goal of purification? The basic question is that how to achieve the goal of purification in a such world. The only formula is harmony. Harmony. Living with harmony is the only formula of achieving the goal of purification. So harmony is not a simple thing. It is the secret of success in this world. Also, it is the secret of success in the hereafter. So harmony is not simply a moral value. No, it is more than that. Harmony is not simply a moral value or ethical value. Without harmony, we cannot achieve the goal of purification. And without purification, there is no paradise. So I can say that harmony is the key to all kind of success. Harmony is the key to all kind of success. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم أجمعين.